Let's begin in the eastern states, where more than 500 schools have closed and authorities are warning whole communities to leave their homes to save their lives. The premiers of New South Wales and Queensland have both declared states of emergency, and in New South Wales, authorities have warned of catastrophic fire conditions that could affect 6 million people in the state, including, for the first time, those in the Greater Sydney region. Strong winds and high temperatures are driving the fires, which have already killed three people, injured scores, and destroyed more than 150 homes. 30 bushfires in New South Wales are still burning out of control, and already more than 1 million hectares are either on fire or have been burned. That's more than the last two fire seasons combined. One of the regions that's already been heavily affected is the New South Wales mid-north coast. Our reporter Julia Holman is in the town of Marlee.
At Marlee, outside of Wingham in the New South Wales mid-north coast, firefighters are getting ready for what's expected to be a busy and possibly dangerous afternoon. The flat where the fire shed is located is blanketed in thick smoke. I asked Mick Mullins, who's the captain here at the Marlee Rural Fire Brigade, what's happening around us.
We've got fires on a ridge to our east that we're a little bit concerned about, and then another one to the west. And then up into the Kippax Valley, it's running up towards Elands.
And tell me what's in those areas. Is it just bushland, or do people live in those areas?
No, there's houses all along these ridges on the east that run straight down into Wingham. And up at the Kippax Valley, it then runs up into the community of Elands and Bulga. So there's houses everywhere.
And you would have fought many fires around this area in the past, I'm guessing?
Yes. We've been going since Thursday. Yeah, it's just up to the winds. That'll sort of drive it today, how strong they are and which way they're blowing.
And when is that wind expected to pick up?
Sometime after lunch, I think.
When will you know where you need to go?
We'll get called on the radio very quickly. 000 calls will start coming in.
And so at the moment, what's going on?
Boys are just getting the tankers all ready for the day, filling them up. And then sit around and wait.
In the hall next to where the firefighters are waiting, Jenny Cameron is cooking up a storm to help the crews for the big day ahead.
Where we are here, the Marlee Public Hall, became a default evacuation centre.
Yeah, tell me what's been going on here. I can smell the bacon in the air. There's obviously quite a bit of work going on here.
There's an absolutely outstanding amount of work going on here, and it becomes very frantic when all the crews rock in. But it's been outstanding, the community support, donations, as you can see, all this gear here has been donated.
Yeah, there's a table that would be 10 metres that is just in front of us. It's laden with food, the entire length of it.
It is, and the firefighters have really appreciated the meals that we've been able to provide for them, the snack packs, to keep them fueled for their big days, because they've been working absolutely incredibly hard for really long hours. Today, being a catastrophic weather condition day, I know there's been crews working out just behind where we live, which is just across the road from the hall, because they feel it's going to come back towards this way, towards the hall. But I mean, I'm not saying the hall's threatened or anything, but it's coming in this direction today.
And there's obviously a huge number of challenges, not just for the fireys, but for anyone who lives around here to work out what's going on. Tell me about the challenges that you're having to deal with on top of the conditions.
Well, the biggest challenge, the absolute biggest challenge, which as a community, we know that the lack of communications in this area, not just in an emergency, we never get mobile phone reception. The RFS hasn't even got a phone that's working. So we feel really isolated. We feel like we're not being supported by the people who can support us, like Telstra. Get that exchange, put a generator up there, keep the batteries running. It's not hard. We just need people to realise the impacts and ramifications not having communications out here has on this community.
It's hard enough on any other day, but on a day like today?
On a day like today, it could be life-threatening, and we're a bit over it. In fact, we're not a bit over it, we're well and truly over it.
I bet they are. That's Jenny Cameron, a volunteer at the Marlee Evacuation Centre, speaking to our reporter Julia Holman.